Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody. That's where we live, and we're proud of it, aren't we? Every day you're a little down in the dumps and you're thinking, oh, this country is just, it's, where's it going? This is awful. It's terrible. Well, you know what? We've awakened the sleeping giant, I believe, finally. Thank you, Joe Biden. And there's a little bit of silver lining when you keep doubling down on woke and your poll numbers plummet and people awaken. Just look what's happened in school boards. Think about just that one thing that's changed, where there's actually people willing to go to a school board meeting and say, what the heck are you doing to my kids here? North Dakota legislature did a fabulous job addressing some issues parents have been very concerned about. Critical race theory, which is essentially racism, being blessed by, educational pros, absolutely no place in the classroom whatsoever. Sometimes it's masked as equality, equity, diversity, all words in and of themselves, if they're used in the true manner, like, duh, right? Oh, we should treat people equal. You think? I believe bedrock of my DNA would be that every person's made in the image and likeness of God, so why would you ever treat somebody who's made in the image and likeness of God differently, right? I mean, it is amazing. North Dakota legislature addressed that. Governor signed it. The issue of the mandate from the vaccines, addressed by the North Dakota legislature. And in veto-proof form, so the governor signed it late on Friday night, we were a little bit concerned about whether he would or would not sign it for two reasons. One, it was a difficult endeavor to get him to sign, or rather to say whether he would sign anything they come from. And, the governor, any governor, is reluctant to say anything about pending legislation, would I sign it, because they don't have the final product. So I get that. So I asked a very basic question. Are you in favor of getting some legislation that would address the federal overreach specific to the vaccine mandates? And he would not. The other piece of that is his Department of Health argued against it, as well as all of the apparatus of the office of the governor was very busy trying to advocate, like much of business was, Greater North Dakota Chamber, another business lobby, that we don't want more regs, we don't want, and everybody lost the fact that there's something called the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and I happen to have it here in front of me here, and I'm going to give you the fifth grade explanation of what the 10th Amendment says. It says, states are in charge unless the federal government is tasked with something specifically mentioned elsewhere in the Constitution. So, again, fifth grade explanation is, well, duh, that means that, federal law enforcement. Yep, got to do that. I mean, things specifically mentioned in the Constitution, nothing else. And we just toss that out the window now. So, the idea of the North Dakota to stand up for the 10th Amendment and its own Constitution is sort of a no-brainer. Anyway, good for the legislature. Two of the leaders will join us today on the program, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, and also Chet Pollard to talk about it. Tomorrow we're doing a talk radio town hall from the state capitol. We invited Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, as well as the state health officer, Dr. Wiebe, just to say, hey, help me understand why you would oppose this and, what's going on. The Department of Health is ultimately answering to Governor Burgum, but it is like a rogue agency of just total woke. I don't understand what they're doing, and sadly what they're doing they believe is helping you understand how important getting vaccinated is. And in North Dakota, when you jump up and down and say, hey, you should do this, I'm pleading with you, guess what happens? The exact opposite. So we have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, so what they're doing is actually having the opposite effect of what they wanted to accomplish. And so I think I'd try something different, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't go along and just go silent when the federal government says, no, if you have 100 more employees or you have federal contracts, poke away. Take it away from you. And here's one thing I'll say about vaccines. Whole family vaccinated. Never have I ever thought, no, there's none of that data on the COVID vaccine at all. I've also said, like anything, I mean, I've had a couple of surgeries in my life. I had my colon out years ago. You go in, they say, Scott, there's X amount of percentage of people that never wake up. You know, any kind of surgery, that's possible. And you do a risk and reward benefit. You say, okay, that's rare. But the reward is I'm not going to have the possibility of any cancer in that particular part of my body, so I think I'll go along with it, right? And the vaccination, because a huge number of people have had them, have in fact, disrupted the lives of many, many people, okay? And so it can happen. So that's why the doctors that I trust say the younger you get, the healthier you are, you got to do that risk-benefit reward. The lieutenant governor, I don't know if you've seen this yet, Kevin Flynn, the lieutenant governor of Minnesota today, what's her, Flanagan is her last name, right? Flanagan,
yeah.
What's her first name?
Yep.
Peggy Flanagan.
Patty?
Yeah.
Or is Peggy?
Whatever. It's yep. Peggy Flanagan. Her middle name is Woke. And she is having a press conference today because her 8-year-old grandson, oh, it's her 8-year-old son. Okay, her 8-year-old son or grandson is getting the vaccine. Isn't that special? So we're going to actually put that right there to say the lieutenant governor's 8-year-old son's getting vaccinated. You should too.
Yeah.
I mean, again, the idea of a virus, the COVID virus, that has a 99.9-something recoverable. In other words, the mortality rate is less than 1%. 99.999-something% recover, okay? Now, if you go look at everybody that's died from COVID, elderly, and some underlying health condition are the vast majority of them. Okay, that's why they say no-brainer to get vaccinated if you're 60 and over, no-brainer to get vaccinated if you have what they call comorbidities. I kind of hate that word, but it means basically, you know, you got heart problems and you got diabetes. You know, it's just, you'll know it when you hear it, and your doctor will tell you about it. But I wrote a column this weekend for the Forum newspapers and said, for the life of me, I can't understand how this is so hard. I can't, because, again, the federal government saying you must, you will, you shall, North Dakotans, is just wrong, especially, again, when it's not mentioned in the Constitution. All these emergency powers are wrong. People need to decide for themselves. So I don't shame anybody into saying you must, you shall, you will. If somebody decides to get it, great. And there's bullies on both sides of this debate. Oh, you got the vaccine. Have you heard? People are, you know, just enough already. Just talk to your doctor and don't let some, I don't know, shot peddler suggest you must and you shall, you will, or the noise on the other side. I don't understand how this is so complicated. For the life of me, I can't, because it seems pretty basic to me. Anyway, we battled mightily on that front, sent a whole ton of people to the state legislature a week ago today, and mountains moved, and we now have a bit of pushback. It's not a perfect bill, but it's better than nothing. Here's the deal, I will say. Republican, Democrat, all varieties of political ideology, they did one heck of a job. And that's what we're going to talk about with Rich Wardner and Chet Pollard coming up. Rich, by the way, begins next hour, and then Chet Pollard will be at the bottom of this hour. We're also at Mayville State University today, and looking forward to talking a little bit about a new partnership they have with Valley City Lake Region State College. So we're hoping to have both the presidents on. We know we have the president of Mayville State, that's Dr. Doug Darling. And I'm sorry, that's the Lake Region president. Dr. Brian Van Horn is Mayville State president. And looking forward to the conversation. Are they both coming on, Chris? We're still finding out. Yes, Dr. Darling has, like, President Biden-like schedule, so they don't know if they can break him free. But anyway, this is a really neat agreement, and it's about agribusiness. Getting the precision agriculture training at Lake Region State College paired with the business training here at Mayville State University, so it's pretty cool. And we'll talk a little bit about that as we go throughout the program today, too. So a lot going on, and looking forward to another great day. I mentioned this earlier today with Phil Parker on KFIRE and also with Kevin Flynn on our Need to Know Morning Show. And Todd Mitchell and his wife Carrie are going to join us on the trip to New York City. So that's new. So, you know, you get a twofer. You get Scott and Maria Hannon and you get Todd and Carrie Mitchell. How about that? Should be lots of fun. And we also have firmed up Janice Dean will host us at Fox and Friends, and we're going to be on the weather report on Fox and Friends on Thursday the 9th. This trip is Tuesday, December 7th, comes back the 11th. Still have seats, believe it or not. Still have seats, so looking forward to you joining us. You can send me an email, scotthatflagfamily.com, or text me, 701-237-1590. We'll get to your calls coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Boy, are they fired up for the 96-hour telethon. Mike called over the weekend and said, Scott, would you come on and talk a little bit about this journey from, early January and all the concerns about election 2020? And I said, well, of course. So that's going to be very interesting. They're really doing a whole reset on just all of the data, all the information they have. They're on a new track right now related to getting the information that they've gathered from the cyber symposium to attorney generals around the country. Going to be very, very interesting. It really is. So frankspeech.com has all the specials you'll find at mypillow.com. You can use the promo code Scott at either one of them. There's a whole realm of products, even beyond MyPillow products, at mystore.com. You can also use the promo code Scott there. Look, here's the deal. Big box stores canceled Mike Lindell in America. Unbelievable. And the same with, the shopping channels. So now Mike says, you know what, we'll just do this direct to the customer and we'll pass on the savings. So that pillow deal, $19.98, absolutely incredible deal. Lowest price ever. Couple bucks more if you want a queen or a king. But the deal is there, like $50 off in this pillow. It's $19.98 and normally $70. So amazing deal. MyPillow.com, and of course all the products are there. Just remember to use the promo code Scott so the good folks at MyPillow say, hey, Scott Hennon is the reason that we bought this. What's on your mind is the reason. We'd love that very much. So that is the drill there. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or you can call them at 800-226-0. Tell me the rest of the number. What happens when they don't? What is it? 506-9028. 800-506-9028. I froze on the number there. I don't have the book in front of me, but I don't normally need it, for crying out loud. All right. Going Joe Biden on you, folks. You think Joe Biden can remember all the numbers I have to remember in a given day? Yeah. The most important number, by the way, is calling us on the program today for any of our guests or anything that's on your mind. We call it Once on Your Mind for a reason. So let's go to it. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Kev, you need to take the calls for me there, sir. And I am not connecting with you on the calls, either you or Chris. So just you guys keep an eye on the lines and let me know when we're good to go. Do you have a Charlie Kirk clip ready to go? I wanted to play this and talk a little bit about something that flew below the radar a little bit. Kev, so you just tell me when you're ready to go with the Charlie Kirk clips.
I will let you know. Yeah, okay. Check Slack.
Sounds good.
Ryan in Aberdeen is on about the vaccine.
All right, let's go to Ryan in Aberdeen, and then your calls behind Ryan are welcome at 800-228-0550. By the way, I just want to say one other thing. We're going to talk about this with Chet Pollard at the bottom of the hour and Senator Rich Wardner next hour, as well as Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. There was a whole host of really good things that got done in a very short period of time at the last session. Many in our audience were concerned, obviously, about the CRT issue and the vaccination overreach by the federal government. They were controversial. Some people didn't want them addressed. That's why we lead with that. But I'm telling you, the generational investments that will happen as a result of that pipeline, for instance, that happened, and this is COVID dollars repurposed into something that will pay off for generations in North Dakota. Ironically, don't tell anybody in the Biden administration, but their COVID dollars that they wanted us to waste, like all the blue states do, we actually invested in something good, and it happens to do with energy. But don't tell them. If you tell them that, you know, they'll try and shut that pipeline down too. Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind? Go!
Hey, thank you for taking my call today, Scott. I actually kind of wanted to play devil's advocate a little bit today, if I could, in regards to the vaccine. You're often pointing out that you're vaccinated, and so is the whole Hennon clan, the whole Hennon brood. How would you respond to charges like have been leveled against Dan Bongino, for instance, that makes you a hypocrite in opposing vaccine mandates?
Well, again, this shouldn't be complicated, Ryan. In other words, that's a choice that people should make in consultation with their doctor. A mandate says you don't have the choice. So that's crazy. And I've just recently been vaccinated at the advice of my doctor. And it had to do with the variants, okay? And I will say this, because of the woke world we live in, my children, who are, 26, coming up on 21 and 18, were like, Dad, because they'd all been vaccinated, okay? And so it was a family concern for me. So I said, you know what? A, I'm not afraid to die. B, my entire family that I care about more than anything in the world, they've been vaccinated. So if there's some boogeyman bad in this, I guess we're all in it together. So that was just a case of trusting. But I think, you know, probably Dr. Mike Lebeau was most instrumental in our ongoing conversations of proving out data that the worst of the worst from COVID, ventilators, hospitalizations, all of that, come from the unvaccinated. Does not mean that you are, if you are vaccinated, you're going to prevent that, but your chances of it are less. And I'm 57 now, so close to 60. I've had my fair share of health issues, although I don't have comorbidities in anything now. You know, my doctor, who I trust more than anything, we had a very good conversation about it. And, you know, I didn't rush to get it. I was exempt as a media employee. I could go get it right away. When they put us in the front of the line, you know, why, I don't know, because to me, they should have started at 80 and above, 70 and above, 60 and above, 50 and above, comorbidities, and then got down to media. I mean, give me a break. So I didn't take advantage of that, and I was actually very late to the party. Only got the first shot. That's what we used to joke, one shot Scott, because General Thomas McInerney, a good friend of mine, Air Force General, presented some stuff about Pfizer and a guy that left Pfizer. And he said, oh, what is going on here? I just got to know more about this. So I didn't do the second shot. And I did that, I don't know when I did it, a month or so ago. But, and by the way, I was down for the count for a week. But I mean, I missed a couple of shows and I was sick. I was supposed to be at Mayville State University shortly after I had it. And I didn't feel all peachy keen. But do you see what I'm saying, Ryan? I don't get how that makes me a hypocrite to say I don't like mandates, but I think people should decide for themselves. You're losing me here.
Well, no, I'm playing devil's advocate here, Scott. I agree with you, you know, on balance. But I think it's important to say, particularly, I'm looking at this from the point of view of the Dan Bongino drama. You can be vaccinated and be against vaccine mandates without having to feel like you're selling out your principles. I absolutely agree with that. It's not an either or proposition to me. But I'm more concerned with the idea that the opposition to vaccine mandates is a principled one, which in your case and in Dan's case, I believe it is. But, you know,
yeah, Dan Bongino's fighting cancer. Hello. And I think where he got in a little bit of trouble, you know, as far as the challenge. First of all, most of the criticism comes from just the usual people that can't wait for anybody who's unvaccinated to die. So they can go, see, we told you. I mean, it's just like a third grade game that just drives me bananas. But Dan Bongino said, the company that syndicates my show is mandating vaccines. I don't like that, so I'm going to go off the air. And then he had to decide, do I take their money, do I not? And comes back on the air and then says, well, I guess I'll raise some money for some of the people who decided to leave when they got it. So that, I think, was the stickiness with Dan Bongino's argument. But he's a good man, and there's darn few of us left. More from Mayville State University coming up next. What's up?
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere, Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kenosha is ready to move on. Patrick Roberts, the pastor of First Baptist Church, said before his sermon on Sunday, everybody has been calm and the community understands that it needs to heal. Closing arguments for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is expected today before sending it to the jury. The Austrian government has ordered a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people that started at midnight Monday. The government orders prohibit unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping, or going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg told reporters in Vienna Sunday, quote, it's our job as the government of Austria to protect the people, end quote. A 10th victim has died from the Astro World tragedy. Ezra Blunt, who lived in Dallas, had been placed in a medically induced coma. Ezra was 9 years old. USA Radio News.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So on my way up to Mayville State today, I filled up at PetroServe USA, the folks that make America feel better. And I'm talking to Super Producer Chris Larson here, who's kind of a legend here amongst the comments at Mayville State. And Chris says, since you're going to PetroServe USA, Scott, how about some of those homemade cookies? See, they're world famous now. And I said, you don't even have to ask. There's no way I'm leaving PetroServe USA without the homemade cookies. It just is a thing, right? And, man, at breakfast time, have they loaded up the goodies before work, lunch hour. Make sure you make a PetroServe USA stop. That 12th Avenue store, Valley City location, Harwood, Main Avenue, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, NP Avenue downtown, Glendon, Yulin, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, but there's chicken in a lot of their locations. Valley Dairy Store is a part of the PetroServe USA family, and they have the best caramel rolls on earth, bar none. The only thing that's missing is butter and a little bit of shot in the microwave, but I'm telling you, you won't even believe it. And now that they're part of the PetroServe USA family, you can get the same caramels, the same recipe at all the PetroServe USA stores. So I'm telling you what, you're not going to be disappointed. 27 before the top of the hour, we're live at Mayville State University today. Scott Hennon and Super Producer Chris Larson on location. Kevin Flynn, man of the guns back there at the studio. And we have a special guest on the program who maybe, just maybe, has caught up on his sleep. Because it was a busy, busy week last week. 1 week ago today, they started the special session of the North Dakota State Legislature and got a lot done in 4.5 days. Pretty amazing. Chet Pollard is the House Majority Leader. Chet, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Scott. Doing well. Hey, just so you know, I always have to stop at PetroServe in Valley City. Always doing my way to see my grandkids and my family.
Yeah, I think I have a GPS little gizmo in my car. It just guides me off on the exit 292 and then north once you come off the exit to PetroServe. It just is, yeah, I'm the same way. It's amazing. So good. So thanks for that endorsement there.
I didn't mean to do the plug, but that just reminded me their popcorn and pastries are great. Anyway, sorry about that.
You and me and popcorn. See, don't get us going, right? Yeah, I'm totally with you. Give me your headline. If you're the reporter, what's the headline for the special session as far as you're concerned?
Oh, I hate, it sounds like I'm stammering, but there was so much that we had to address. Of course, the main thing, Scott, was redistricting. That was done in a short period of time. Of course, the ARPA funds, the $1 billion that we dealt with the federal ARPA funds. And of course, also the bills that came forward, 1511, off-label bills, all that, critical race theory, which passed. So, there were a lot of subject matters. I don't know if I could pick one line except the state legislature dealt with a huge, pile of, I don't want to say pile. That sounds terrible. But we did things that are going to affect for generations as far as the federal ARPA dollars go, and will have strong, very positive results for the next 10, 20, 30 years as far as like the pipeline and that. I can't just say one thing, Scott. It was too big of a...
No, I understand why you can't, but it's telling the things that you went through, because our listeners would probably say, you know, thank you on 1511. We're tired of federal overreach. Thank you for giving us a choice when it comes to, certain, medications that are available to fight COVID. If we want to, tackle this situation that, and let people decide for themselves, I think that's great. But I also agree with you on the generational impacts that will come from what, many blue states are wasting, big metropolitan cities are wasting, literally, when it comes to the tax dollars that are being pushed out on the COVID side. Why not use them for good? And I think you mentioned the pipeline. Let's just start there. Why is a state have to be involved in setting those dollars aside? Explain why, but for this action, there wouldn't be this pipeline bringing natural gas to the east. Why is that?
You know, Scott, as came out during the testimony and what the facts came forward, as our oil wells get older, they create more natural gas. So back a year and a half ago, when we were pumping 1.5 million barrels of oil a day, our natural gas wasn't as great as it is today. And so now we're sitting at about 1.1 million barrels a day. And for us to ever try to get back to 1.5 million, we got to start creating the infrastructure to deal with our natural gas. And this is just part of the process. As the announcement that was made a couple of weeks ago, and I'll probably have the name wrong, and I apologize for that, but like Cerulean is going to use, I think it is like 250 million cubic feet of natural gas a day. This pipeline, if we can get it built, is going to be roughly about the same amount. But we currently, Scott, do 3 billion if I'm correct, it's 3 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day that gets used. We somehow got to get our infrastructure up to 5 to 6 million barrels for us even to think of getting to 1.5 million barrels a day. So it's important for us to try and figure ways. And at that same time, use the federal dollars where other states are sitting there and trying to shore up their fiscal irresponsibility about how they did their pensions and how they did all those items. We didn't do that. What we're doing is coming forward and working on things just like the legacy fund earnings that will be for generations. And this is just part of that, as well as the DOT funding and that, Scott.
Yeah, and but for the $150 million dedicated for this project, and I don't know where you're sorted out on the future in a way of a commitment or intent to do that. My understanding is because there's already natural gas in the east that they get from Canada, that the, I guess, incentive of saying, okay, we understand this needs to pencil that is coming from the state, like you say, we'll leverage additional oil production for years to come, which we know, obviously, the state's the biggest beneficiary of, right? I mean, the biggest oil and gas mineral rights holder is the state of North Dakota, not to mention all the revenue that gets peeled off of every barrel of oil that goes to the state government. That's putting a few bucks down on leveraging a whole lot additional revenue for the state, isn't it, Chet?
Well, it is, Scott. I think it was said that with us doing this pipeline, and once it gets built, it's going to bring like $275 million into our coffers every 2 years. I think also it's important. I think that North Dakota has to step up and protect their property and their rights. And I'm meaning as far as natural gas goes, the line coming from Minnesota is coming down from Canada, and it's Canadian natural gas. Now, yes, some people will say, well, why? It's $150 million, but truly I think we'll have to find, and that's why the intent language was put into the ARPA bill so that they know we have to do further financing of this besides the $150 million. But we need to use North Dakota natural gas and take care of our state's oil and mineral, not to be doing with the Canadian natural gas. I love them as neighbors, but we have to protect our own interests here, and that's what we need to be doing.
Makes perfect sense. You mentioned early on in your list of accomplishments, obviously, two bills that were a little bit controversial. I guess if you had CRT, three bills. I have a real hard time, Chad, and I know you said from the beginning these bills will be addressed, and certainly you deserve kudos along with Rich Wardner, because when some people, a large group of people, a large business lobby and the healthcare folks did not want these even addressed, they didn't even want them to be brought, you guys bucked that trend and said, no, we've heard from the people we're going to do this. But why is it so hard? Why is that so hard to say, we want to put up every firewall we can against federal mandates? Explain to me why that's so darn difficult, because the people I talk to all day, and I talk to a lot of them, obviously, in the show, I have the blessing of taking the temperature of folks, they wanted this addressed. Why was it so tough?
I would say it was so tough because we also, Scott, have to take a look at business. I sold my business a year ago. But I also believe, as me as a business owner, have certain rights. And I know a lot of folks get mad when I bring that up, but I have rights as a business owner as well. But I also better remember that the employees who are working for me have a right to whether they get vaccinated and unvaccinated. And we as a state don't tell our citizens whether they should be vaccinated or unvaccinated. And I haven't been willing to go there either. But we also have a business community and our hospitals, our long-term care, our DD providers, all those folks got to be able to provide these services. So it's a complex issue. And somehow in this legislative process, we had to find a middle ground. And I think we found that middle ground.
And I completely agree with you. As a business owner, you should have that choice. So Jim Roars is an example of this. On the Senate floor arguing, saying, I want that ability. But what I'm seeing is the federal government taking that away. So you don't have any choice, and your employees don't. And at a time when we have a very tight grip on workforce here right now, you make that worse. Sanford Health lost employees. And I advocate, I understand why healthcare has to do it. I think they're completely different. But the idea of this, wasn't it? What you passed was to say, federal government, you can't do this in North Dakota because they're taking away rights. Are they not, Rich? Sorry, Chet.
I agree with you, Scott. We have to be cognizant, though, and also the language in 15E11 has to address the current three lawsuits that the state of North Dakota is part of. And I think one of those most important of those lawsuits is that we had to craft the legislation, the Joint Technical Committee had to, cognizant of the fact that North Dakota is part of those three lawsuits. And one of the most important of those three lawsuits is the one dealing with CMS, with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And I tell you what, we have to be successful in that lawsuit. We did not want to jeopardize that, and that's why the Joint Technical Committee had to put that language in. I can't imagine what the state of North Dakota would be like if we lose our federal reimbursement, FMAP, whatever you want to call it. It's not a small percentage. It's over half. And can you imagine what that would do to our critical access hospitals? I would say our large hospitals, too. But can you imagine our rural communities, our nursing homes, our DD providers, if they lose over half their reimbursement and their revenue? There would be a pile of jobs lost. It would be huge.
One last question for you, Chad. If you'd hang on one sec, we'll finish this after the break. And one more question for Chad before I want to talk a little bit about tax relief, because there was a significant difference between the House and the Senate on that, or I should say at least the House and what Majority Leader Rich Wardner had in the way of a vision. We'll ask about that next. We're at Mayville State University today, hanging out with Comets. Stay tuned for more on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. That's right. PetroServe USA. And I'm in Mayville, kind of right between the Valley Dairy family and the PetroServe USA family. And I'm looking at today's specials, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and I'm getting hungry. Just saying. A little bit of comfort food today after the snow this weekend. Check it out. PetroServe USA. All right, just a moment or two left with Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, wrapping up the legislative session, special session, 4.5 days and a whole lot done. And the governor just signed away, which is a sign of success, certainly for the legislature as well, including on the bills. We were a little concerned because he hadn't said much, but give him credit. He signed them. That's fabulous. And it is what it is. We need to dig into 1511 at some point because the details aren't exactly the most favorable to, like, clarity on this. But it is a bill, and it is a state effort against the overreach of the federal government. Chet, was there anything else you wanted to say before we went to break on that?
I think the CMS thing is huge for the state to make sure we keep that so we can hopefully get a favorable ruling on those federal lawsuits. And that's
absolutely
millions and millions and employees that would be laid off if we aren't successful.
Right, and there's obviously all kinds of legal action going on. The question is nobody knows the outcome, right? So 1511 is a plan B, right?
Yes.
Okay, last question. The vision for tax relief that came out of the House mirrored that of what Governor Burgum proposed, and you had Representative Heinert lead the effort. Just tell me why you know that was important to you to have this mission accomplished out of the session as well.
You know, Scott, the I had said before Governor Burgum had his proposal of the tax credit, and Representative Heinert, for some reason, that didn't, I don't know if it was an IT, he said he hit the wrong button, so he brought it forward for a two-thirds vote. And when that thing come, it was like a locomotive. It really was, and I said that too as well. Folks in the state legislature greatly wanted to do, I'll say it's tax relief. It's really a tax credit, but it was tax relief with the ending fund balance. I myself have, and I've said I favored long-term permanent income tax reduction. This gets us there. I actually brought that forward to Representative Heinert. He had some concerns, and I said, okay, glad to bring it forward. This gets us for 2 years. We'll get into the 2023 session, and then it'll be a knockdown, drag-out fight. If it's income tax, if it's property tax, of which the state does not control property tax, we do control income tax. So, the legislature, especially the House, made it clear they wanted to pass Heinert's bill, and that's why it's there. I mean, it's $350 for an individual and $700 for filing jointly. That's great.
Yeah, it is. And tax relief is always great, whether it comes to a tax credit or whatever. I'm looking forward to the big battle because that's the real difference. But it's good to have that ending fund balance, the people's money going back to them. Good work, Chet. Thanks for the time today.
Okay, Scott. You bet.
House Majority Leader Chet Pollard. Next hour, Rich Warden of the Senate Majority Leader. We're pleased to welcome now from Mayville State, Tammy Such. She's the Vice President of Academic Affairs here. Tammy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
How's things at Mayville State?
We are doing wonderfully. We actually have a lot of exciting things happening at Mayville State that I look forward to talking to you about this morning.
Yeah, exactly, including just sort of a complete reset on the post-COVID era, right? Things are back to normal and cranking.
We are. We're doing quite well. You know, I credit our faculty and our staff for all of the partnership that they had throughout the COVID pandemic, and certainly we're as back to normal as we possibly can at this point.
So the floor is yours. We've got a couple of minutes here. I want to find out what you're most excited about right now.
Sure. Well, I definitely were excited about talking specifically about our agribusiness program today. And the work of Ted Stoa as our program coordinator has been instrumental in really helping to take the lead on that program. And in essence, lots of faculty are also a part of that. Two academic divisions have really come together for this program to be the success that it is today, and it continues to grow. So our business division as well as our science and math division have partnered together tremendously to build that program and, in essence, create a program that can be offered both on campus and online, which is really serves a critical need in our state.
What is unique about the agribusiness program at Mayville State University?
Truly, it adds the Mayville State small campus but rich feel to it, truly. And really the credibility of our faculty speak for itself. We have exceptional faculty with various focus areas that they've brought to the table, and so we have the business as well as the science experts coming together to really make this program a rich program. As far as online course offerings, we are very successfully offering online programs. We have for a number of years, so we bring that to the table as well as just in general the true focus on the students, the small class sizes, as far as the approachability of faculty, the staff who are tremendously supportive, whether it's remote from campus or physically on campus. And I think even we showed that through the COVID pandemic, really being able to bring the services to the students where they were as well, the support to the faculty and the staff to do the work that they do every day.
That's
so well.
Fantastic. And there's that small college feel, yet, mm-hmm. As you say, the faculty alone really allow you to sort of punch above your weight class a little bit here.
For sure.
Right?
Definitely.
That's great.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say?
Honestly, just thank you to our faculty and our staff for being able to make this program possible and really just taking the lead on it, jumping in feet first and really being excited about
offering. We're going to talk with the President Van Horn about the new partnership with Devil's Lake Community College, too, coming up. Precision Ag there, but the business side here, so congrats on that, too.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate it very much. We're at Mayville State University today. More coming up. Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.